This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. A big whoops. I told you that property tax bills were on their way Tuesday. Now it turns out the city sent out some extras. Over 500 property owners received not one, but two copies of their bills. The city of Oshkosh has said January 11th for a workshop on the Clear Wells Project. The state and the federal government want the city to install massive storage tanks to store water along Lake Winnebago. They claim the current system isn't good enough. The cost of those tanks would be a whopping $25 million. Residents along the shoreline are worried about what it will do to the view of Lake Winnebago. They and other residents are also worried about paying for that project. City Manager Mark Roloff is extending the city building mask mandate through January. COVID-19 cases continue to climb across northeastern Wisconsin. Page 2, Winnebago County Board Chairman Shiloh Ramos will not seek re-election to the board in the spring. Ramos says he wants to spend more time with his family. Oshkosh school staff and kids can look forward to a couple days off in February. The school board is going ahead with a plan to give 2 days off due to the stress of COVID-19. What's up with the weather? Record highs in December, temperatures into the low 60s. Don't worry, things will start getting back to normal on Friday when Old Man Winter comes back with highs in the high 20s. UW Oshkosh's mid-year commencement is Saturday at the Kohl Sports Center. Grads will do the walk in two ceremonies. One begins at 9, the other at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We all know that the Hallmark Channel has plenty of Christmas movies at this time of year. Now there's one with an Oshkosh connection. It's called God Wink, Miracle of Love. It's based in Oshkosh, not filmed there, just based there. The movie aired last night on Hallmark Channel's Movies and Mysteries and airs again on Sunday if you want to check it out. And the new Lakeshore Pavilion is on the way. The City Council now approving $4.4 million in funding for the project. Cardinal Construction of Fond du Lac will be doing the work. It's expected to take about 7 months in all. It means that the new pavilion in Lakeshore Park could be open about this time next year. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'll be back on Tuesday of next week with more things that are newsworthy in Oshkosh.